Okay, so the Fourier transformation of a filter. So from the original picture, we are folding it and then using a filter kernel to then get a filtered image. Okay, kind of understood that one, but it's so hard to understand. So, and why do we like to use it in Python? Because it's faster. So most of the times it will then calculate from the. Okay. Understood. And why does that correlate to our pattern recognition? Don't you see that I'm working right now? I need to study for my exams. Don't distract me right now. I really need to study. So, do you want me to explain it to you? You know, the Fourier transformation? Yeah, for like digital work. And how to get rid of like image artifacts. Of course you don't. I assumed. Okay, look. I can explain you something about leakage if you want. So first of all, we have a picture and then we inverse it with Python. We use some codes. It's not that important for you to know, but like I know. And then you kind of use Fourier spectra and then you interpret them. And then from the real room, you then go into the frequency room and there you get like leakage effects. And it's not that important, but like you can only use, how can I explain it in a good way? Like you can use sinus functions for the Fourier transformation, but you can only use, for example, 1 hertz, 2 hertz, and so on. But you cannot use 10.5, for example, because then you get like jumps and spikes. Don't distract me. I'm really trying to be a good student here. Good students get rewards. Ah, of course you'd say that. And why do you think that you should get a reward? You wouldn't deserve one. Let me continue, come on. Okay, so we can use that to kind of get rid of dots in an image, for example. If we have an image that is full with dots, then we can use the Fourier transformation and then, okay, and then we apply like a Gaussian one to like only get like the middle wavelength of our picture, and then we have like a mask Fourier transformation, and when we use that, we get rid of the effects. And that's really nice, so we can kind of use that to not, okay, but in this case, we kind of would lose some information from the picture, so you cannot just do it. You kind of have to like think about it. You cannot just use a filter on top of your Fourier transformation if you want to kind of encapsulate all the information. Because if you do that, then you lose information if you try to like reverse the Fourier transformation. You think I explained that well? I'm still not very sure, to be honest. Okay. What's the disadvantage? Well, I did say before that you can only use like. You can only use 1, 2, 3, so full numbers. And that's because our Fourier transformation assumes that our signals are periodic and the signals get attached to each other in a periodic way. So basically, even if we use pictures or whatever, it will still assume that we have periodic structures, basically. So that's why we cannot use decimal heads or something like that. So the sinus functions need to be a full swing. So maybe that's a disadvantage. And then getting like leakage is also a disadvantage, and that you have to kind of modify it if you want to use like even decimals. But that's like, but is that really a disadvantage? In my opinion, you could just use the full swing and then you get like no problem at all. Okay, I think that's enough, because I did study a lot today. So I think after reading this, I kind of understood it. Yeah, I'm just closing my iPad now. You think I did a good job? What's your plan, sir? Have you even studied today? Let me just put my stuff away. Hey. Okay. Yes, what do you want? I'm all yours now. No, okay. You want to be nice to me because I studied for once? You're really bold, as if I never study. Okay. And what, for example? Yeah, this does feel nice. The way you touch my thighs, yeah. The way you reach your hand more and more upward, it does feel nice. Yes, I like it. Fuck. Let me breathe for a second. You can't just rub me through my panties. No, I wasn't wearing a skirt just because I wanted you to have easy access. Okay, maybe I did that a little bit. Like, maybe I had that in mind all along. No, of course not. Really? You think I studied beforehand so that we didn't have to study now? That I almost immediately finished studying when you came? So we could do this? And what if I tell you I did? Would that be a problem? No? Okay. So, you said something about good students get rewarded. Are you gonna reward this good student? Is that so? Okay, then maybe. Maybe you should continue doing what you just did. Yeah, feels really good. Yeah, rub my clit like this. Can you push a finger inside? Yes. Yes, please. Oh, yeah. It feels really good. Yeah, please. Yeah, thank you. Curl it inside me. Use another one, another finger, please. Yeah, pump them in and out of me. Yes. Fuck. Kiss me. Thank you. That really was the best reward. I think I'm gonna continue being a very, very good student. Hello everyone, it is me, the voice actor for this audio that you just listened to. And for today's concept and improv, I wanted to do something female-centered basically, so you take care of your girlfriend, and she gets rewarded, and that's all. So, shameless, and beautiful, and loving. And that's what I wanted to do, and that's why I liked this idea. It was, like, in my mind, and I wanted to record it, so I did. And, as always, all the rules apply. You know them already. Please only listen to this audio over the link that was provided by me, and respect my wishes to not download or do anything with them, and also be over the age of 18, just like me. And with that being said, I wish you a very nice day, and bye!